Now, it's going to be our pleasure to talk with Frances Huffman. Frances is 14, and she is a student at Mars area in that school district. And she is part of something relatively new here in the Pittsburgh area. Hi, Frances.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for your patience with us this morning and for being with us. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, the name of your school, and some things you enjoy doing?
Well, I am 14 and I go to Mars High School, and I really enjoy reading and playing my flute and writing.
Excellent. Are you in the marching band?
I am not. Just in concert band.
I'm always curious about that, since that's something I did. How has your week been not going to school?
It's been boring at times, but it has also left me a lot of free time to just do some of the things I enjoy and mark some books off my reading list and things like that. So
that's good. Are you getting outside much, or are you mostly in the house?
I go on walks up and down my street and around my house every now and then with my dog, but apart from that, not much.
Yeah, I realized, I guess it was Thursday of this week, I realized that I had not left the house since Friday. So I spent 6 days not going out anywhere. It's nice if you could still get out.
Yeah.
Well, you're part of something the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has put together called Bookish in the Burg, and I'd love to learn more about how that all works. Can you describe the program?
Yes. So Bookish in the Burg is a book festival for teens that we put on, and this was going to be our second year, but it's been unfortunately canceled. But it's a day where you can go and listen to authors of some of the most relevant books speak, and you can ask them questions and get to know things about how they wrote their books. And we hold a writing workshop in the morning as well that you can sign up for. And we have a few people come in there, and we have all different types of writing that you can learn about.
Well, that's really cool. How did you get involved? What made you interested in doing this?
I'm into the theater, and my mom spends a lot of time on the Cultural Trust website, and we saw that they were trying to get ambassadors for this festival, and my mom said, well, you like to read, you like to write, you might as well try, and I did.
So. Fantastic. You mentioned that you like to write. What are some of the styles you enjoy writing?
I like to write fiction mostly, and just like fantasy, off in the world, daydream sort of things. But I also like to write things like journalistic, like essays in a way, because I'm into history a lot.
Mm.
And so, yeah.
Before I forget, I really want to invite you, and we'll make sure that happens, or you can let us know. We have a program called Youth Express that is looking for people to write just like you are, and then to read what they've written as part of podcasts that we do, as well as on the radio and other areas. And it would be great to have your essays and your works of fiction included. Now, although festival is not going to take place this year, you mentioned a reading list, and I'm curious, you know, what books may be next, or about books that you've read that you're excited about and would recommend to others.
Yes, so I have a very long list of books that I was going to read from our authors, and I have finished three recently that I would recommend, and they are Shatter the Skies by Rebecca Kim Wells, which is a very dragon and fantasy book. And Sky in the Deep by Adrian Young is also a very much on the fantasy side, but it's more historic and they're like Vikings in a way. And the last one is Three Dark Crowns by Condra Blake. And it is, again, fantasy because that's what I like the most, but it is just different in some ways that I don't really know how to describe, but it's really good. And I got hooked. So
these sound like all great books. How do you keep a reading list? What method do you use to sort of cue books up and know that that's what you want to read next?
Usually it just goes by which book I can find, whether it's at the library or I already got it somehow. But I also keep a list on Goodreads, and it tells me which ones are like the ones that I've read, and I like to read those ones next because
that's what I was wondering about. I've every now and then I've landed on Goodreads, but I haven't spent much time there. Does it let you set up an account and a list so you can kind of keep track of what you want to read?
Yes. So you can create all different folders for whatever you want to keep books in. I just have a want to read folder, and there's a whole bunch of books on there. And then I also have a folder for the books that I have read. So it'll keep track of how many I do read and which ones I like the most, because you can rate them on your own little scale. So
that's excellent. Do you how do you prefer to read, electronically or with an actual physical book?
I like to read with the actual physical book. I'm not sure why I prefer that, but it's just what I do.
Yeah, everybody's different. And for me, I prefer a physical book. The one advantage of a phone or a reader, an e-reader, is that you can get books instantly, you know, often, even from the library. But also, I use my phone, and it means I always have a book with me. So if I have to wait, it's always there. But something about the physical book, to me, makes it I tend to remember it more if I read it from a page as opposed to from a screen.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we'll talk with you more. Congratulations on your being part of this committee, and we would love to share some of your writing. Is there anything else you wanted to say or pass along?
Not really. Okay. Pretty much covered it.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope you have continued success, Frances. Take care.
Thank you.
That's Frances Huffman, 14, from Mars Area High School, joining us. She's part of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Bookish in the Berg team.